Hello, friends. We are almost at the end of 2023. So I am here with my producer, John Iannuzzi, and we are bringing you a New Year's special, New Year's 2023. There are so many things to reflect upon at this time of year, and I wanted to get your thoughts, John, on resolutions. I have some ideas of my own, but I wanted to ask you if you have any, if you make them. What are your thoughts on resolutions?
I think you could probably guess that the success rate for resolutions dwindles greatly by, like, I don't know, Valentine's Day. And then by the time we hit like March Madness, people are like, Reza, what? So I've made, intentionally, I've tried to start changing the way I do certain things, like after Thanksgiving, so that by the time, you know, January 1 rolls around, it's already a habit. It's very hard to start new habits. Even getting sleep properly, you know, we've been staying up. I'm going to admit something. We've been staying up a little too late in this household.
Oh, yes, and here too.
That's going to be tough to break.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's true. And not the indulgence and the rest of it. But you're absolutely right. I feel like I've seen numbers. I can't remember the statistics. But I think you can just talk to people and you know that they set these big goals of, I'm going to do this and that. And they do. They just dwindle because it's almost like it's too much in your mind. I mean, it's too big. It's too big of a hurdle. So I feel like it's better to set smaller goals, or like you said, I love the idea of starting around Thanksgiving time and creating new habits, maybe setting smaller goals or things you want to do. And if you achieve those each week or a couple weeks or month, it's more attainable.
I'm going to hit a yoga class today. I don't want to. I'm forcing myself to do this so that hopefully But hey, you know what, Karen, when you go to the gym like the first week of January, it's absurd. There's no machines, everyone's there. Go 3 weeks, you know, from then, and then you'll see the difference. So I don't know. Far be it for me to preach to anyone, but I think that resolutions are a tricky thing.
They are. And it's really actually interesting. The history of resolutions dates back around 4,000 years. I think it was the ancient Babylonians who actually started them, because they were the first people to record the resolutions. And when their New Year's was actually March, when the harvest began. So they were thanking the gods and making promises to them and paying off debts. So in a sense, that was like, you know, the beginning of resolutions. And then ancient Romans did something similar. It was interesting because Julius Caesar, he established January 1st as the new year, the beginning of the new year. And it's named after, January is named after Janus. It's a two-faced god who can look back into the past or the past year and forward into the future of the new year. So it's interesting. And they had religious celebrations. So it's interesting. But I think here and now, goal setting is, we're not really paying debts and making promises to deities in that sense, maybe most of us, but in terms of setting goals, I think that's another great habit to get into. And I actually have a goal journal, and I think it was Jack Canfield. I listened to these amazing motivational speakers or Brian Tracy maybe. And they said it's something like 3%, only 3% of the population really sets goals and like actually writes them down and makes lists. And those are the people who actually get them done. So if you keep referring to it on the daily basis or weekly basis, it's in your mind and you're much more likely to achieve those goals. Whether it's, you know, this year I want to visit Japan or I want to go skydiving or whatever it is that's on your list. It's kind of amazing.
And from personal experience, and by the way, I really do appreciate that every time we do a show and I listen to one of your shows, I learn something. So I learned something that today right there about where resolutions come from. But I think that seeing results, whether you're, we went to Disney, we started throwing our spare change. And, you know, if we had some extra cash in our pockets, we would throw it into a bucket. And like a couple of months later, I picked the thing up and it was full.
Wow.
Or when you start trying to lose weight and those first 5 pounds come off, when you see results, I think that it helps you continue to
Yes.
strive towards those goals. So don't give up, folks.
Exactly. Write it down, keep referring to it, it'll keep it in your mind, and just believe that you already have it, or believe that you're that weight, or believe that whatever the goal is, just keep seeing it. And I believe that's the way to a great start.
Now, the only thing is, I've been writing down that the Islanders should win the Stanley Cup since 1983. So, come
I
on,
think they all
guys.
need to write it down.
Come on, yeah.
We all have to get on board with that one. Oh my gosh. So, what do your New Year's Eve plans look like, John?
I'm glad you asked this because when I was young, my parents never did anything. So they would go all out for Christmas Eve especially, then Christmas, and then by the time we got to New Year, they didn't want to know anything about anything. They were done, you know?
Right.
And that used to drive me crazy as a kid. I felt like I was missing out on something. And
Right.
then in my 20s, it was always New York, a ridiculously overpriced hotel overlooking then I started to get a little older, and now I'm circling back to where my parents were. I don't want to be bothered.
I know
Could
it will.
you imagine? Could you imagine going and standing in the middle of Times Square?
No, actually, no,
No,
not no.
no. And do you want to go to a restaurant where everything is six times as expensive, and you have to wait online? And
Right. And the food isn't usually as good. And I know it's
no.
true.
Now, again, enjoy it if you enjoy it. I'm a big fan of the band Phish. They do a residency at Madison Square Garden every time this year. So I'm usually, if you're looking for me, I'm usually somewhere around Penn Station. But on New Year's Eve night, I want to be home. I want to be home with my daughter and hanging,
Yeah, it's a
chilling,
lot.
Karen.
It's true, John. Between Christmas and New Year's, it's a really hectic time. I'm visiting with family in Florida currently, as you know, and we'll have some people over. And that actually I love is like friends and family and relax and enjoy good food and conversation. And it's going to be tough to stay up till, well, maybe not so tough because I've been staying up later as well, but I'll be paying.
Yeah, please, I'm up. But you know what? I will say this, and I see how fast you forget things. We had really great guests, Scott and David. Scott, is it Ginn or was it Gwynn? I
Gwynn,
don't,
Scott Gwynn and David
and David
Ross.
Russell. So
Okay.
they tapped into something. I spent five New Year's Eves in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Right.
And I'll probably never do that again, but that was something I did in my early 30s. That is, I highly suggest anyone who's never experienced that to experience it. You want to get into Reykjavik around the 28th, 29th. You don't want to be traveling during the New Year holiday because the party really starts on like the 30th. And because the sun doesn't really come up, it's dark in Iceland pretty much, 24 hours a day right now.
Right.
So you're basically partying just straight through.
That's amazing.
So from the 30th to about January 2nd is just one big party, and it's fireworks, and you're really, it's something. You're swimming in geothermal pools outside,
Oh my
so
gosh.
your hair is frozen and the snow is falling, but your body is, like in a sauna. It's just incredible. And we did that for 5 years, and then finally now I think we've aged out. But
Never.
if you haven't tried it, boy, it's really something.
It sounds amazing. Yes, when we spoke with them, it sounded incredible.
Well, they lived there,
They did. They did live there. I
which
mean, that
is hard to do.
yeah. I've heard it's gorgeous. I've never been, but it's on my list. It's on my
They
goal.
don't necessarily want you living there. So they make it difficult for Americans to live there, but you can visit.
That's right.
And yeah, I would say for New Year's Eve, that's certainly one of the cooler places to hang out.
That sounds amazing. That does sound great. I would like to try that. Yeah, other than that, I think friends and family, I am going to a special celebration on New Year's, but yeah, it's
What
I think
about recipes? Give us a recipe.
Okay, so I've been tasked with, which I love, doing a bunch of appetizers for New Year's Eve. So I'm going to pull out some of my favorites, like the pizzette, which I love the Dufour pastry dough. I think you can get it at Whole Foods. You can look online and see where you can find it, your local grocer. But Dufour is amazing. And again, it's New Year's, so I like to kind of go all out and indulge. And so it's this puff pastry, and you roll it out, and I add some little pizza tomato sauce. You can make it or buy it, and then add some mozzarella, like fresh, really fresh mozzarella. And first you cut the dough, sorry, into little circles. I skipped that part, but you cut them into mini bite-sized circles if you have like a biscuit cutter, or you can use a knife. And you pop those in the oven, and they are so good, such a crowd pleaser. So I love those. I'm going to do my zucchini involtini, which are delicious, and no one can quite ever figure out what they are. So it's the zucchini sliced lengthwise, and then you add a little bit of prosciutto and Parmesan cheese. You can skip the prosciutto if you want, if you don't want that option. Then you roll it up, put a toothpick through the center. Dip it in a light egg wash and some breadcrumbs and pop them in the oven, and they are amazing. So those are a couple of the things I will make. And of course, we just spoke with Linda Garnett of Black River Caviar, and that's always a favorite, of course. So that's gonna be
I don't know anyone who doesn't. I mean, when I think it steps a party up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Totally elevates a party. And I love the way she actually had this on her Instagram recently, is how she prefers to serve the caviar. I mean, there's so many different
The
ways.
potato chip.
Yes, potato chips. That's right. Black River Caviar makes these potato chips. And I think she likes to take just the thinly sliced, like good old school Pepperidge Farm bread. And then put a little bit of butter. I love the taste Europe or butter of France, the butter of France, I think it's called. It's really good. Taste Europe, butter of France. It's excellent. If you can get that, order it. It really is so worth a little bit of extra money. Spread that on the bread and then add the caviar. And I believe that's the way, her favorite way. And then, of course, if you have some leftover, she recommends using it the next day or two. I don't know who has any leftover, but if you do, then make her scrambled eggs, the fluffy scrambled eggs.
That sounds good.
That really does. Yeah, talk about elevating your New Year's breakfast. And of course, the crème fraîche and onions and the eggs if you want the traditional, but it's, yeah, you can't go wrong. And of course, some champagne and you're set, in my opinion. I mean, of course, here in Florida, I think the stone crab claws are in season and people are talking about shrimp, jumbo shrimp, and I don't know, tenderloin, ham, you name it. I think it's just about really creating a special feast and then rethinking things January 1st, maybe, or second.
I hope you have a wonderful New Year. Can I take a moment just to look back at some of the shows that we did this year?
Yes, please.
I'm sure you have ones that stick out in your memory, but I'd like to go back and look. And first off, I just want to say that we really talk about elevating things. We elevated things this year. We had Jacques Pepin on finally. We had our legendary segment. That's if you haven't heard that one, go back and download that one. A
Yes.
really great show. And I was standing in front, I was at a cafe and I was standing in front of the menu and I saw a mushroom tea on the menu. And I thought back to the show that we did with Garrett Cott from Birch Boys.
Yes.
I learned a lot that show too.
He is incredibly knowledgeable. That was a special show as well. And I just to revert back to Jacques Pepin for a minute. He just turned 88 this month. And I love when he said on the show that it's never too late to start over, because I
Yeah.
think that, speaking of inspirational, new beginnings, I think that's amazing. Really pretty special words from him.
I downloaded that one a couple of times.
Yeah.
Another time frame was early spring. You talk about it, hope springs eternal. It really, I forget how much I love that time of year. We did a series of shows around the coronation of King Charles. And
That's right.
we had Shabnam Russo on. We had Adam von Gutkin from Highclere Castle Gin. We did a whole bunch of different shows around the coronation, and I really enjoyed doing those.
Those were great too. I know Shabnam, she's wonderful. That was a really special show. And Adam is an incredible was an incredible guest, an incredible speaker, and of course the gin, Highclere Castle gin. I actually just saw our other guest, Max Tucci, last week.
There's
And that
another,
was a
yeah.
great show. Delmonico's and his success with his book. I think another one I was thinking of really inspirational was Fritz Knipschild, the chocolatier, Danish chocolatier, who is in Connecticut, resides in Connecticut from Denmark, of course. And I just loved how his passion, he says he gets up around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning every single day and makes these chocolates and oversees the chocolate making process. And I just thought that was just in a great show. I listened to that a few times because just the passion for what you're doing.
We went home with samples and the little box. First of all, the packaging was incredible. And I remember being blown away that the sample that he sent this home with had kind of like a little stick. There was a little bamboo stick to serve yourself this truck. This was top notch.
It was, and the hot cocoa we had there. And actually, he and Max Tucci have a collaboration with Delmonico's. So that was really interesting. And yeah, so there's some crossover with guests.
Oh,
And
there's synergy with all of the cultivated by Karen guests.
it's pretty special. So yeah, we've had a great year, John. It's been really fun. I look forward to 2024 with you, and I hope you have a fantastic New Year's as well.
Can you give us a sneak peek of what you hope to provide our listeners in the new year?
Yes, I actually have some really special guests in Washington, D.C. It's two gentlemen who run the Peacock Cafe. And this is really close to my heart because when I was at Georgetown University, I didn't like the food program at the time. I hear it's really come up and it's amazing now, but I didn't like it being a foodie, early foodie. I didn't really care for it. So I decided to cancel that and get my own food, make my own food. So I discovered Peacock Cafe, which had recently opened, and it was a tiny little shop that sold mostly salads and sandwiches.
I'm
And
looking at it now. This is
you
very
are?
impressive. Yeah.
Well, it has grown. I think it's what in 30 years, 32 years maybe. So we have the chef. They are brothers who run it. They are the most wonderful, wonderful brothers, gentlemen, human beings, really special. So I'm looking forward to that
It's
because
not too late. They're having a New Year party.
that's right, they are. They are. And they have this wonderful restaurant now where all sorts of celebrities and everyday people in Georgetown go and politicians, et cetera. But it's I'm just really glad, happy to see their success. I'm really excited to speak with them.
Well, Karen, I thank you so much. This has been a great second year, and I see how many episodes we have compiled. If you're fixing to binge this program, you better set aside some time because we've accumulated many hours of content.
That's right. That's right. There's some really great shows. I think every single one I get so excited thinking about my guests, our guests. And yeah, looking forward to many more in the new year.
All right, wish us out of here.
All right. All right, everyone. Have a very, very happy new year. Get your sparklers out and toast us with some champagne, and we will see you in 2024.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.